Blog Talk Radio.
Population control, I'm seeing soldiers fold as I release the scroll. I spit perpendicular, walking barefoot across peninsulas, freeing slaves and prisoners, black market militias, revolution emissionists, free the minds of our listeners, resurrecting with militants. We ain't begging politicians for nothing, government funding, coming gunning, it's stunning, seeing the G's running. God bless the supreme team, extreme measures, max under mattress, C4 in the dresses. These who wanna test us and feds wanna arrest us. Fuck professors in elections, I'm talking to ancestors. True story, give the glory to God, receive the blessings made in the image of his likeness. My true essence, y'all.
I'm not for the government, but cloth is struggling. Come from street corners where all day quacks be hustling. You can't come in unless you got a warrant for the crib. I pay the bills for the crib and fuck the police in. I got names on bullets in the clips. The world ran by the rich, we about to change that shit. Feel my aura as I walk with a millennium limb. Word up, talk what I walk to see, do what I've been taught. See tyrants show up and outline them in chalk. OG, show me the ropes, and day by day, head a coat. Keep a Ruger in my coat and never ever sniff dope. Or watch your future go downhill like
my thug nation. Let me break it down for you in layman terms. Get what you can get now before the place burns. No, I'm not a minister, always preaching to you. But believe me, dog, I can see the future.
Call me the black menace, slap niggas like I'm playing tennis. When shit blocks off, it don't finish. Smoke in the air, you smell it, spinach. I'm sick in the head, I need a clinic, the infinite. Cause I ride without the finer thing. Lord of the Rings, beat them corner kings. Wings of war, hoes cling on. So bring on your whole platoon. Y'all buffoons with a bunch of tunes. Need to retreat soon. Black Darrow, Black Othello. My clique be the wild fellows from the wildest ghetto. Yeah, armed with angels, protected by a guiding light. Violent fight, U.S. and dirty, eternal silent night.
Fuck it, George Bush's abomination spoken to us by the prophet Daniel. Here's some instructions for the hood I wrote down. Call a project manual. Rule one, get on, and don't share what's spoken up inside the circle to outsiders. I don't know why, I know what I know is right, but trust me, dog, God will provide us. Rule two, find out who's who. See, Judas hung around Jesus, you don't want the same thing to happen to you. Rule three, fuck storing food, ask for nothing, take what you need. Reality, real warriors bleed, okay. Believe me, ghetto Jesus sees us. Rule four, there are no more rules, what? Cash rules. What you taking for, that's some motherfucking true, fools? I got a celestial gun to clap off demons. Smash on the brakes, the devil hit the dashboard screaming. I'm a manic depressant, I'm on Paxil and Zoloft. Now the hood don't gotta say nothing, I just took a load off. And watch the cops
sort of thug nation. Let me break it down for you in layman terms. Get what you can get now before the place burns. No, I'm not a minister, always preaching to you. A believing dog, I can see the future get yours. Let me break it down for you in layman terms. Get what you can get now before the place burns. No, I'm not a minister, always preaching to you. A believing dog, I can see the future get yours.
You are now tuned into the sound of Black Market Radio.
My thug nation.
Peace, 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 and black power, family. Welcome to another episode of New Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah, and I will be joined by a magnificent co-host today, one of the greatest human beings I had the honor and privilege to know, this warrior queen, this true of the earth, none other than Shock the Everlasting Peace Earth, founder of Get This Wisdom Magazine, founder and host of the epic series Shocky Speaks. So let me bring my sister on right now.
Peace. Yeah. We see God, knowledge born. How you be, God?
All wise and civilized. you know. How you?
I can't complain, not one bit, you know. I mean, I could with all this snow outside my house. You know, I don't like anything that's white, but yeah, other than that, I'm good.
That's
chilling
right.
With my baby.
That's right. Right. Well, we're about to get started
baby.
Right now. I see Hellraiser is in the building, so it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the summer and present the others this afternoon's guest. So many great things I could say about this brother, man. It's been a pleasure and an honor working with my family, man, in regards to getting our brothers around, getting that music back out there, true hip-hop, you know, one of the foremost MCs. Got the honor and privilege to know, and a great man, great brother, comes from a great culture. You see what I'm saying? So at this time, becomes my honor and privilege to introduce to you Ghetto Government's own, Sons of Man's own, Black Market Militia's own, Wu-Tang Clan's own, Hellraiser in the building.
To the queen, yes, this is legendary. We work every time we get together.
Every time, without fail. What's good with you, brother?
Peace to the fair. Oh, man, right now, just working on the Hood Transporter 5. It's coming next.
That's right. So, you know, next time we collab up, you know what I mean? We're gonna get a chance, Shocky, to be... getting all this unveiling from Ghetto Government, you see what I'm saying? We get to see all of the chambers that exist there. You know, we know the legendary collaborations with Sons of Man, you know, the legendary collaboration that is Black Market Militia, you see what I'm saying? But now we get a chance to get that inner sanctum, close to the heart, you know, project collaboration, you know, Ghetto Government with those artists, you see what I'm saying? So that'll be the next stop on the train.
Definitely.
And you're going to get a mixture of all kinds of different sounds on this Transporter 5, too.
Word. Can't wait.
What the radio should be playing, but they acting like it don't exist, but it does.
That's right.
It'd be the one screaming hip-hop, ain't that be the same ones who kind of killed it, you know?
Right.
So you got to watch that.
So I'm going to hand you over to the
underground.
It's always been underground. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So the world got privy to hip-hop early on, and then it returned back underground. So once it went commercial, just like the communities we come from, once it goes commercial, it's a commercial. You see what I'm saying? And that's what it's intended to.
It's not
to.
Real no more.
Right. Yeah.
Facts. That's right. Just the facts. Because it's not real no more.
Right. It's a commercial. It's an ad. You know what I'm saying? It's an ad space. It's a space filler now. It's not something that comes from a source.
It's business and some kind of connections, some kind of advertisement to it now.
Right. They're trying to sell you something. And using that as a backdrop, it's not in the forefront, it's a backdrop, it's an addendum to an agenda.
Yeah, because they try to make it like an infomercial.
Right. Well, I know the Earth got some questions for you, so I'm going to get out the way and let the Earth get busy.
Yes, I sent her the picture, she get it, right?
Yes, peace, God. Yes, I got it, and I thank you so much for always being open and available to help us. It is definitely the highest honor and my pleasure. You know, I had to do my knowledge. I had to do my research, and I discovered something very touching, and I want you to, if you're comfortable, to shed a little light on it. You know, back in 2010, you suffered through a brain aneurysm, right?
That's correct.
And I want to know how was that time for you? How did you come back after that? And be the monster that you are within music? Like, how did that specifically affect you? How was your healing process? Let us know about you so we know some of the things.
I have a movie coming out, a documentary coming out about this. It's going to answer every question you just asked me. It's called Risen, the story of Sharon Hellraiser Smith. And it was like a transition for me, you know, like a transformation. And because at the time that this all happened to me, it's ironic that I had finished recording my Hellraiser album. And I made a transition from the Hellraiser to the Hellraiser when it happened to me.
Mm. I understand. That's beautiful. So you mentioned you have the documentary, pardon myself, coming out, and that's going to go over everything that happened.
It's going to walk you. You're going to see it. Yeah, I can hear you. You're going to see it. You're going to get to see it. And it showed me a lot of things, a lot of realness and fakeness too. And people that would be around you when things get real, will they still be around you? You got to think about that. Everybody that's with you every day, if something was to happen to you, would they still be there?
That's right. And
are they just around you for what they could get from you?
That's right. And I, for one, I just want to say thank you, you know, for persevering and overcoming that, because my grandfather, he suffered from a brain aneurysm and he didn't make it, you know. So to be speaking with someone that actually went through the same thing and is still here and standing strong, that means a lot to me. So I just want to say thank you. And I know you spoke upon the Risen documentary that you have coming out. I want to know, how can we support you in that endeavor?
It'll be ways where when you see the film, when you see the film come out, because there's numerous routes we was going to take with it, and As far as the theaters is the main part where I'm gonna need to support that when it comes out, and any help in the promotion of it would be wonderful for us, you know, and because going into the documentary zone is not easy, you know.
Indeed.
And it's not like the typical documentary. This is my real life put in film now.
Indeed. And what inspired you actually to go that route? You know, we get a lot of people who definitely give us their life story through the paper and pen and through the recording booth with the music. But to go to a whole nother level and say, you know what, I'm ready to give my story to the world visually. What inspired you to do that?
It's actually the fact that I survived and lived. Is what inspired everything, because I got approached for it. So that's why it's good to keep good people in areas, because I know some good people who approached me that was doing a documentary, and they came to me with the work. They said, "What do you think about the idea?" And I said, "If it was anybody else, I would have said no. I don't want that, because this is not a game. This is my life." And when they came to me with the thought about it, I said, being that it's you, I want to shout them out. Frank Meyer, definitely. And he came to with the thought and sat down with me. I said, if it was anybody else, I would have said, no, I don't trust it. I don't want it. But if...
Indeed, definitely. And I'm excited to see that myself, just to be able to walk with you in a sense as you go through one of the biggest tribulations that turned into a triumph for you. You know, I'm honored, and I'm sure the world will be too, to share that space with you. Of Knowledge Born, the God, when we first opened, was speaking upon a project of collaborations, that's my baby, that you have coming out, And it seems like we're on the same frequency with that, because I was thinking to myself, like, we know of your affiliations with the with Sons of Man. We know of your affiliations with the Wu-Tang Clan. But can you give us a brief overview of what you have going on so the world can know that there's more than one facet to Hellraiser?
Yes, yes. What it is that I had set up my label, Hellraiser Music, Inc., and I put my movement, Ghetto Government Officials, under that banner and under my brand. And I started clothing, toys, and laptop book bags. And I got an app, it's called Hellraiser Worldwide app, coming for smartphones, Android and Apple. And you get that 2017 coming too. And because I had to step the platform up to reach more people, you know.
Indeed, indeed. So 2017 is sounding like it's going to be an epic year for Hellraiser. I'm excited, and I'm always honored to have the opportunity to speak with you and get what's on your mind and what you're doing. So is there anything else that we should be looking out for?
Yes. I have a mixtape series, and it's called The Hood Transporter, and it features artists from all over the states and in the United States and outside of the country. And that's good hip-hop music that the radio is not playing. And being that I'm in networks with all these people, I said I'm gonna get behind it. I'm gonna push it. And the next one, Four, just dropped October 1st. I dropped Hood Transporter 4 on October 1st, which is out now. It's in stores, iTunes, Spotify, all over, and Audio Mac, and then we dropped 3 before that. And 2, 1, it's all over. 5 is coming on December 24th, so that'd be coming real soon.
Wow, you working.
Yes, 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 and this is new material, too.
All right.
I got to bring another hard worker to the table, man, you know what I'm saying? Live from everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Judah Priest is in the building, so at this time, because of my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the summer, present to others, my other brother, you know what I'm saying? Straight out of Brooklyn Zoo, Zoo Ninjas, Zoo Disciples, you know what I'm saying? That sound that only Brooklyn can give you, you know what I'm saying? Let me drop these bombs with Judah Priest.
Peace
to the family.
Everyone.
Wings up,
Judah.
Yo, wings up, bro.
What's up, fellas?
What's good, yo? You know what I mean? Please forgive my tardiness. My son's basketball game went into overtime.
They won?
They lost by deuce. They cheated
my
son. They gave him two. They gave him two lane violations. So about his foot hit the line on free throws to win the game.
Wow.
But they did. They did good, you know.
Wait. You said they gave him lane violations, so it shouldn't have been no basket. So they took the baskets from him.
Yeah, they took both of their free throws to win the game away from him.
Okay. That's what I was about to say.
It's all good.
That's the coach in me. I've been coaching for 16 years. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Man, I had to play the coach on the sideline. Like, man, it is all good. You know, I'm proud of him. You know, they still the best team in the league. So, you know.
That's what's up.
Peace, Queen. How you?
Man, no complaints. This is a perfect cup of coffee for my Saturday. You know what I'm saying? On the line with you, beautiful brothers. This is Shaki, by the way. You know. It's always an honor. So I just wanted to speak to you and tell you thank you again. And we got the beautiful Hellraiser on, and of course, Knowledge Born, the creator of Due to Knowledge Radio. So I just want to thank you, brothers. You all don't know how y'all uplift a community to me, and that means everything to me. So thank you.
Thank you.
Every time
I
say you know what I'm saying, Razor correct me with we. You know what I'm saying? Razor always correct me with we, and Judah he correct me with we. And I'll be like, yo, y'all doing? He's like, nah, we doing. And Shakti, you do the same thing. So this is a part of what we're doing.
Because y'all play a part in it too, man, and it's needed right now.
Thank you so much. You know, from what I'm seeing and from what I'm observing and from what I am so favored from the creator to be a part of, you know, we are moving in a paradigm that sees more collective work coming to the forefront to uplift each other and uplift our people. Put out quality works and whatever endeavors that we are working in, you know. So to be a part of this firsthand is like amazing to me, you know. And I get to, babies are always with me, so they get to see it at an early age too. They don't get to see what the world wants them to see. They get to see the beauty that we possess as a people collectively. So I'm just honored, yo, and I'm fired up.
That's the best part, man, because it's like, if, you know, they supposed to have safe music for their ears. It's like you can't even let them listen to anything because it's so much not good for them.
Yeah, yo, what's blessed for me? I got my youngest sees with me right now. You know, I got my twins with me. You know, and they get to hear this conversation. We about to be indulged in it. You know what I mean? So it's always lessons for them all the way around. You feel me? Yeah, he's screaming. He's hungry in the background. I'm on the phone.
That's right. That's right. You know, the babies are the greatest, man. I just want to ask one question. And then I know the Earth got, you know, she got all of the questions, you know what I'm saying? Culturally, from a cultural perspective, you see what I'm saying? How much has a culture, you know, your culture, your way of life, your spiritual inclinations played a role and also, you know, has it fortified you going through, you know, the because you know that industry gauntlet ain't no joke. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, you lose people.
You come
that's
out looking
close
like
to you.
Look, right. come out of it looking like Kanye right about now.
Right, right. So, I mean, if y'all could speak to that, you see what I'm saying? It's, especially, you know, that Hebrew perspective, that Hebrew way of life. You see what I'm saying? Being principled and being fortified, man, that'd be dope.
Yeah, because you know what else it does for you? It plays a major influence on everything that come back to you. You know, first of all, that means the people that come to your events and your shows is coming with the energy that you put out there.
Right.
So when you put out the music on some shoot 'em up, then don't be surprised when those are people that's coming to your shows and that's what happened at your show. That's not by accident or coincidence. You created that energy and now it's coming to you.
That's right.
And that's what's going to come back to you. And then it's like, oh, they shot up my show. Well, the music that you was giving them was that you was a killer and all this kind of confusion.
Right.
And
right.
And that's what comes back to you. And, you know, you put your culture and your spirituality into your music, that's what's going to come back to you.
That's right.
I mean, we got to look at the fact that, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm a believer of the Most High, and I believe in, the, you know what I mean, what the Word says, you know what I mean, and even the aspects, even with the Quran. You know what I mean, there's life and death in the power of the tongues, you know what I mean? So
right.
Whatever we say, whatever we say, it shall be, because we've given it life. We breathe in life into positivity. We breathe in life into negativity. So like Razor said, if you got them joints, where's just shoot them up. You know what I mean? You put that essence in the air. You know what I mean? For that to happen, because, you know what I mean, you created that. You know, so that's why, you know what I mean, like when we doing music and everything, and we writing for, you know what I mean, writing our songs and everything, we try to breathe positivity in the air, and we try to bring, you know what I mean, life lessons, because, you know what I mean, these are all seeds that's being planted. You know what I mean?
And the future investments too. He right. He right on the money with that too. And you're investing in the future when you do that. Cause the youth today, the stuff that they growing up off of is a total different era of what we came up with. And if you ask them about our era, they never heard of it.
Sure. I mean, again, let's just look at the disrespect. You know what I mean? And then we look at the culture around it that welcomes the disrespect. You know what I mean? There's not a lot, you know what I mean, between social media, TV, radio, all media outlets. There's nothing but negativity being surrounded, you know what I mean, to today's culture, to today's youth. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, this is what they're being raised up on, and they blocking the correct way of living. You know, because it's so negative filled out here. You know what I mean? That's why we as MCs, we as men, you know what I mean, we have to be those teachers. We have to be that wedge, you know what I mean, of positivity in life, you know, so that they can have an example. You know what I mean? And it's sometimes not just about music. It's just everyday life. You know what I mean, we have to walk the way that we live. You know, we have to be a shining light at all times. Truth bringers.
That's right. An example.
Especially when you got people listening to you, and they're going to follow you. They're going to follow what you're telling them.
Right.
You know, you don't give a bunch of negativity to run off of from that.
Right. I'm saying, look at the first person who bought the man bag in the hip-hop, and now look at him. Look at Kanye.
Right.
And now everybody wearing skinny jeans, dresses, and purses. You know what I mean,
right.
this is what they breathe. This is what kind of essence they breathe into the air. You know what I mean?
It's to the level where you can't even go to a club comfortable looking like hip hop right now. You go to a club looking like you a hip hop artist, you can't get in there.
You're not dressed.
You're not following a dress code, and it's like what is hip hop is a dress code, and it's not. Hoodies and things, that's crazy. And it went from baggy jeans to skinny jeans. Look at that. And
right.
Hip hop was baggy jeans, and all of a sudden it's skinny jeans now.
Right. Yeah,
it's not even so much skinny jeans no more. We in full blown dresses.
Full blown.
I seen the dude the other day. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it was one thing for back in the day. You see a Scottish person rocking a kilt. You know, you watch wrestling and see Rowdy Piper rocking a kilt. But now, you know, our young kings, our princes is out here, you know what I mean, wearing Ashley Stewart dresses and stuff. Comfortably.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
Backwards.
They don't have a culture where nobody calling nothing out right about that. And it should be called out when you see something wrong like that.
Like I don't even think that people even understand that, you know, through these outlets, you know what I mean, that's promoting things like that. I mean, what is called this cultural programming. I mean, be honest with you, we've been talking about the mark of the beast and the microchips and everything, you know, way back when, you know, but this was just another way of programming that too, you know what I'm saying, like without the chips, you know what I mean, they programmed the mind, gave them subliminal messages through music. This was planned out, and now look.
Oh, And now everything is going digital right about now. And computers is going to take away all the money from everybody. And
computers already took money away from everybody.
For real.
As a mother, you know, thinking about the state of hip hop now, I'm somewhat young. You know, I was born in 87, but I was able to experience certain types of music that you were speaking on in the 90s and what have you. And I've seen how it has degressed over the years. And it's a fear of mine for mainstream music, you know, to touch on, you have to forgive my little baby, she's whiny, to touch on the mass acceptance of men and dresses, hence Young Thug. You know, I'm anti-Young Thug and I'm anti-Young M.A. for the simple fact of they are helping push this homosexual agenda on our people.
Oh, and it's on the kids, too. This is the exact people the kids listen to today.
I mean, but we got to look at the essence of it. End of the day, you know what I mean? They just pawns. They flash, you know what I mean? That machine behind them flash that money. You know what I mean? It shows them something different. You know, when you give people something they ain't used to, like money and everything, and you flash that cash and instant success, you know what I mean? They not understanding that, again, you know, they just a pawn in it, you know? But they flag, you know, they always go back to the ones who don't have, because they accessible. You know, you give them all this bread up front, and they bound to do anything. I mean, this is basically greed.
Facts, and they use the commercial airplay for that, too. Because all that stuff is going that direction.
But we also have to understand that we're not living in the hip-hop era. What you hear on the radio is not hip-hop. It's rap. Futuristic music. Hip-hop is an extinct art. Only, you know what I mean? There's only a chosen that still does it.
That's the truth right there. We providers of that right there. That right there is something that we provide to the game right now.
Indeed. So I have a question for both of you. Pardon myself. I have a question for both of you. Given what's going on with the music and our youth, what do you think that we can do to counterbalance, if not wipe away what's being pushed to our people?
Well, see, the thing about that is, it's not what's being pushed is not going to, it can't be wiped away. It's not going to go away. And in all honesty, this is what we living in and what we seeing going on. Like, this is nothing new. Everything is still everything is old, just in a new way of doing it. You know, the only way that you can combat it is, you know what I mean, just continue to do what we do. See, the thing about it is, you know, Queen, we had this conversation about 2 weeks ago when we were speaking. It's always been about at least reaching one. Is if you reach one, you can reach 100 later on. You know what I mean? Because you're just spreading your message across. You know, the thing about it is, we still got to use the same. We use the same tools that these devil establishments is using. You know, and they're more productive on it because they have a bigger reach with what they're doing. But we have the same means that they do between the social medias, the medias and everything, so we have to utilize that and just push harder, you know. And we also have to, I mean, but another way to combat it too is, I mean, we as elder statesmen and women in hip hop and in life, we have to change the mind state, you know what I'm saying, and get back, you know what I mean, to a united front. You know, like it's just too many, it's too many of the elders divided. And once we the mind, I mean, from the slave mentality, we'll be in a better place and be able to come back. These devil establishments, you know what I mean, at 100%. We're not operating at 100%. We borderline 50% right now. Even if you look into the game, a lot of like the young people always say, like, yeah, you know, y'all music is for the old heads, but nobody ever recognized that majority of the dudes that's on top, your Rick Rosses, your Drakes, your Beyoncés, your Futures, like all these dudes is in their 40s. But those are the same elders that's like, you know, we want to dumb ourselves down so we can have, I mean, we can stay relevant with the youth. And as long as, I mean, that way of thinking, is from the elder statesmen and women. Because, as a matter of fact, I'll be honest with you, Nicki Minaj ain't that young either. You know what I mean? There's reasons why they get these plastic surgeries and butt injections, because they, you know what I mean, they trying to look young and stay relevant. But once, you know what I mean, everybody educate themselves and free their minds of this slave mentality, we can really combat these establishments, these devil's establishments.
That's right. And nothing happening by accident. So by choice.
By design. You know what I mean? That's the highest form of leadership, by design.
Uh-huh.
You know, we talk about a system, but the system was designed. You see what I'm saying? And now it goes according to its design. You see what I'm saying? So that's where the our design has to be in play. You see what I'm saying? Like we got the formulas. We got the medicine. We got everything. You see what I'm saying? Now we have to lay out a blueprint. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, brothers and sisters have to be able to align with that blueprint and bring it into fruition. You see what I'm saying? So you take the music and you apply the music. You see what I'm saying? So in this case, the music would be the knowledge. You see what I'm saying? And then you apply the knowledge that you receive. You see what I'm saying? And that shows and proves that you was able to take that instruction and make it walk and talk. So, you know, that's really the move going forward, to no longer align ourselves and no longer malign those things that come for us that are the best things for us, and use it as a catalyst to move forward in the best manner. You see what I'm saying? And start dealing with the best part. We've been dealing with the part for far too long. So it's time to embrace that best part. You see what I'm saying? And bring out the best part.
That's facts. And they say a quick way to destroy a society is through his music.
So if it could be used to destroy,
because of music,
it's
going to be used.
It can be used.
At the end of the day, music is the number. Yo, do you understand that? How much music controls everything right now? Video games, movies, television, web series, radio, all that. And the thing about that is the thing. You know what I mean, the one thing that controls the music is hip hop. You know what I mean? It's the catalyst for a lot of things, which is why it's targeted so much by these establishments, because that's what's locking the young brothers and sisters up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. We got a caller, and I know Razor got a bounce. I know you got some things going on. I appreciate your time. I just wanted to take this caller to see. Just call out a question for you or for your priest. All right, we're going to go to every code 443-943.
What's good, family?
What's going on?
Yeah, this is Brother Greg calling in from Mosque It Is My Sin. You feel what I'm saying? Just to show support. You feel what I mean?
Who that right
Great
there?
Build.
Who Who that?
Oh,
AJ?
This brother. Yeah. Yeah.
What's
this
good,
AJ.
Son? How you, man?
I'm doing good, man. I got support, man, because the brother was dropping knowledge, man. You feel me? And I'm just a student, fly on the wall, just listening. And I want to build off what he was saying, because when he was talking about how the music controls our youth, you feel me? I grew up when the only type of music that was around was rap music. I didn't grow up listening to rock and roll, soft rock, punk rock, or none of these things. Only thing I knew was rap. And at a certain time, it was so many subliminal knowledge-building messages in our music that I listen to now, it just surprises me so much. And what he was saying was he was hitting on so many good points, because one thing I always bring up, if you want to control a mass amount of people, you control them through the media. You know? And you control them through the media. And now, when we see black people on TV now, they're even hurting each other, fighting each other, killing each other, catching the football or dribbling the basketball. You don't
Speaking
see
of that you said, you just made me think of something, not to cut you off, beloved, but when you say media, you know the acronym for media?
You about to bust my head.
The most effective devil in America.
Oh. I'm gonna steal that. That's deep. Mm.
Yes, the media is the most effective devil in America.
Wow. Wow. Like that. I got hold. Let me take my chest real quick. I almost lost my breath just hearing that, because it resonates so well. Because one thing that I am, I think Born Knowledge can tell you this, you feel what I'm saying. I am a huge fan of history. And I don't know if I'm, like, taking it too far, but if you really think about how they the Germans convinced Jewish people to basically
we got to remember, this is a warfare that everything is hidden in plain sight.
Correct.
It's hidden, but it's in front of your face. You know? It's just like the television. It's televised vision. It's televised to your vision.
Thanks.
And the library is where the lies is buried. That's where they buried all the lies at.
You know,
I got something. The brother said he's a student of the game, student of history. So I have to ask this question. It's a little off, but it's still on at the same time. So you said that, you know, you was listening back as far as history, if I'm correct, it was more or less in the early stages of more hip hop than rock, right?
Correct.
All right, so let me ask you this question. And when I ask this question, B, like, everybody always gets it wrong. So I have to ask this question since you were a student. When Run DMC first came out, we do know for real, Run DMC was the real breakthrough hip hop artist, correct?
Correct.
I mean, we had Sugar Hill and everything, right? So my question, though, because remember, nobody knew what to do with him, so I'm giving you hints: was Run DMC hip hop at first, or rock? Was or rock and roll?
I would say mainstream, because he had to get a certain appeal to a certain demographic to push a certain amount of units to make a certain amount of money for the label that they was under. So I wouldn't consider them rap, but they were rappers. They were rappers, but
we know that. You know what I'm saying? But right. when they first came out, they was considered
rock
and roll.
Right.
And I'm talking about even before Walk This Way. They were literally considered rock and roll. And that's how they gained, you know what I'm saying, their fan base, basically. That's what led up to the collaboration. Went on Walk This Way, you know what I mean? Because that was the audience they was targeted to.
That's all right, but hold on. This is the curveball that I'm gonna bring back to you. But if you look at people like the Sugar Hill Gang, you feel what I'm saying? Like, and all the other rappers that came up before them, did they dress like normal black people. So who did they really appeal to as far as their image? Their music might sound different from their image because they dress like regular street dudes.
Right. What?
Now,
when we talk, I got that curveball.
go ahead.
That curveball.
This is a
watch
good build.
This though.
Good build.
Let me add on, God. Was it more or less the dress? Because we knew Furious Five for all of them. You know what I'm saying? They dressed rock and roll, right? But Run DMC talked that rock and roll language just in the hip hop form.
True, I agree.
That's why they were considered rock and roll. You know what I'm saying? Because of what they were saying. You know, even with My Adidas, you know what I mean? That was really the groundbreaking aspect for hip hop, that when people start, you know, focusing on their gear and what they was wearing. You know what I mean? Just like everybody nowadays talk about the jewels they wear and all that. That was the first official groundbreaking thing. You know what I mean? So they was talking rock and roll language. And that's why they was able to, you know what I'm saying, to go grab, you know what I mean, that audience.
That's very true, but I will say this. In the 80s, you have to think about it. Everything was really multicultural as far as music went, because would you say that somebody like Michael Jackson or Prince appealed strictly to black people, the way that rap strictly appeals to black people?
Michael
now,
Jackson, they started appealing to people to Thriller. You know what I mean? Michael Jackson was even considered disco. His
very
first solo album.
He came out with Rock With You. Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Well,
you know
when
I mean?
He was in the Jackson 5 with his family, there he was. When they took him out of that circle, that's when it all started.
Well, see, when he was with Jackson 5, though, they considered the Jackson 5 doo-wop.
That's very true. I mean, the brother came up with a song dedicated to a rat. What black person is really going to relate to that if you put it on type of level?
I think any black person good, you know what I mean? They come from Staten Island. There's a lot of rats over there.
That's right.
True. Good. Facts. But, yeah, man, I just want to call it just, you know, just for one, just show support to my brother, you feel what I'm saying? And just
see,
say
but
that,
you
man.
Know what's crazy about that situation with them? They both was leaving their labels with all their music.
Oh, Prince
and
Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a threat
they
to the
want,
game.
Yeah, they don't want black people to own anything. We already know that. They don't want black people to own anything. You feel me? Because they're going to monetize everything that you do. You feel me? They're going to pat you on the head. Yeah, you're a good Negro. You feel me? You make very good songs, Negro. But
he had
you
the, he had the Beatles catalog. He was the owner of the Beatles catalog. He had the Beatles catalog and was leaving with his whole catalog.
That hurt Paul McCartney right there, because Michael Jackson said that him and Paul McCartney had a conversation, and Paul McCartney told him that he needs to start taking ownership over his music. So he said, you know what I'm going to do? Not only am I going to take ownership of my music, I'm going to buy yours too. And they fell out. They fell out after that. You feel what I'm saying? And he gave James Brown his ownership, Rick James his ownership, all these other things. But a lot of people don't know that about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was an entrepreneur. That man was rich.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That man was rich because he was smart. And that's what I feel as though that a lot of black people have to do right now.
The mind got to work first. You can put somebody in the room with $1 trillion, and if they mind and spirit not right, you know, that $1 trillion ain't going to do nothing for them. You see what I'm saying? They'll be vagabonds the next day. You see what I'm saying? So the mind has mm-hmm. to be there first. And I wanted to speak to that. I was just, you know, doing the knowledge to like a little documentary that's on Netflix. These brothers was going through hip-hop, and it was funny. They was going through hip-hop, and I thought they was really going to go through hip-hop, and, you know, they left out everybody that was hip-hop. They put all of these suckers in the joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yo, for real? Like, you going through hip hop and there's no mention of the Wu. There's no mention of Onyx.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's like, I was like, what is this? What are you talking about? And who are you putting in front of the camera? You see what I'm saying? Like, and this guy says he's a hip hop artist himself. You see what I'm saying? And I was like, what is this? You know what I mean? So like, you bring up some vintage people or whatever. You go get the safe people. You ain't talking to me about no hip hop. You see what I'm saying? Like, so if you telling me that it came from the street and the street element that's there, you see what I'm saying? Like, who was the word for the street? Who was the word? You see what I'm saying? Like, just like Ray was talking about, who created the hip hop garments to go into the spot? You see what I'm saying? Like, so that transition out of the 80s was very pivotal. And just like Judah was bringing up about Run DMC created a template for the destruction of hip hop music. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, the commercialization.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. What walked this way?
Yes, because it went to a transition.
That and my Adidas. You see what I'm saying? Gave you something to you, like, okay, like, who cared about Adidas until Run DMC had them all? You know, Puma, you know, the Kangos, all of that. You see what I'm saying? So they created.
Yes, because it was windbreaker suits. Remember the windbreaker suits?
Right, all of that.
Windbreakers, Adidas, and Pumas was hip hop.
Right, so then when we start to look through true hip hop era where we was at in the 90s, you see what I'm saying? There were black designers that was coming out with clothing lines. You see what I'm saying? Right, you see what I'm saying? So we start looking at
RP55.
Call Hard. You see what I'm saying? When you start looking at that, now it became a rival to the mainstream fashion industry. You see what I'm saying? So not only was the music a rebellious type of feeling, because the 80s was drugged out, so it wasn't really too much coming out of that. You see what I'm saying? You talking about a Generation X desolate destruction type of vibe. You see what I'm saying? So you had that new age, you had that Generation X feel with all of that crazy stuff that was going on, like that post-apocalyptic type of situation. You see what I'm saying? It was evident where we lived. It was all over the TV. That was like the Mad Max era, so everybody looked crazy. You see what I'm saying? So now it didn't matter what you say until we got to, like, the message. You see what I'm saying? So everything before that was party, drugs, craziness. You see what I'm saying? Then when you got to the message, like, yo, look at where we live. Look at the conditions we face with. Look what's happening in our communities. Look who's working in opposition. You see what I'm saying? So, like, the 80s, it was the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. So the 90s came with the resurgence of what was happening in the 60s and the 70s with the consciousness. You see what I'm saying? So
correct.
And magazines came in with the 90s.
Right.
Baggy jeans, hoodies, and knapsacks. That's when called conscious music. Backpack rappers. You was known to be a backpack rapper in the 90s if you was conscious.
And I never understood when somebody spoke truth and knowledge as far as through their raps and their lyrics, they would downplay it. You know, like, oh yeah, you one of them type of niggas. Like, you doing this for us. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, they made a template for that too. You see what I'm saying? Like when Rakim and them came into the music and they got into true lyricism that was resounding with our culture. When you start talking about a culture, you start talking about a language, you start talking about a way of life, you see what I'm saying? Causing you to go, you know, within and do some research about who you were pre-slavery, you see what I'm saying? And using different terminology to try to educate you, you see what I'm saying? That became a threat. So that threat had to be responded in a certain kind of way. So not only was there was an attack on those artists, but it was an attack on the information and culture. So every time you would think about it, you were related to something that was foolish. You see what I'm saying? So
Can I ask a question? I got another and it's online. I got another history question for y'all. Let's see. And this is for everybody on the phone. You know what I mean? Who can give me the first hip hop group that actually brought to the masses what was going and was going out as far as like with the future, with the digital, with the digital age, post-apocalyptic type music. Gave you revelations in the music.
MCs.
Who?
The Ultramagnetic MCs Ultra. Ultramagnetic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I got two. It was on. It's actually two. It's actually two answers to that. Somebody give me number two. Razor should know this.
Which one's not 4SMDs?
Y'all thinking hard over there.
Yeah, man, I'm in like six or seven different groups right now. You see what I'm saying?
Nah, I got you. Y'all ready for the answer? And Razor, I'm shocked that you. I'm shocked that you, bro. Bro, you really shocked me that you don't know this answer right now. Sons of Man.
What era is this? 80s or
90s? It's you, bro. Sons of Man.
Wow.
Man, real talk. Yo, son, I was just listening before the call. I was just listening to Israeli news being. Ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying, in hip hop didn't like Sons of Man. Which it was trendsetters, B. End of the day, yo, it was trendsetters. At the level that y'all did it at, you know what I mean? A lot of dudes ain't doing it.
Mm. Hey, I'm not gonna throw Onyx out the equation. I'm sorry, G. I'm not gonna throw Onyx
Sons was before Onyx though. Quiet as kept though. I just had to point that out.
Right. I mean, that's what I know. I'm saying Onyx though as a part of that was a pivotal part in regards to bringing some things to the culture. You see what I'm saying?
Love you much. I agree. I definitely agree.
We came up at the same time too. At the same season,
y'all did, but y'all dropped first though. Y'all dropped before Onyx. Y'all already had Five Archangels and Soldiers of Darkness out before Onyx even came out with Slam and Back the Fuck Up. That was damn near 8 months after y'all, maybe a year.
That was 92?
Yeah.
94.
Oh. Cause that was 93 was Wu-Tang and Snoop.
Yeah.
It wasn't even Snoop, it was Big.
Onyx was out before the Wu first album.
Y'all don't mind if I interject just for a second, for real, you feel me? Because
please interject.
All right, you feel? I mean, because I grew up in Baltimore City, you feel what I'm saying? And a lot of people know that Pop lived in Baltimore, for real. So I grew up with my brother went to the School of the Arts with Pop, you feel what I'm saying? And I remember I was watching Juice one day, he was just like, yo, I went to school with him. And I was looking in amazement like, really? You feel me? So I always had all of his albums, him, Cube, and all those other dudes. And when you live in a place somewhere like Baltimore, you're not really biased to anything. You can listen to somebody from the West Coast, somebody from the East Coast, somebody from the Midwest with Crucial Conflict, all these other dudes.
You know what's crazy that a lot of people don't really, really, really be catching? Pac was with Digital Underground.
Yep, he was the dancer.
He came from Digital Underground with Humpty Hump.
Facts.
But now, before that, you know what I mean? He was a young Baltimore revolutionary. Then go to the performing arts school with Jada Pickett.
He did come up with a song called Cancel Power. We have to include this into the whole equation. You feel what I'm saying? His first song was Brenda's Got a Babe.
I remember that.
And his homeboy, somebody that was my mentor, And his name, you feel what I'm saying, is Mouse Man. If you go to YouTube right now, they got songs that came out in 1989 that's still on YouTube right now. And he was the home, he was the dude in the Brenda's Got a Baby video that was wearing the Oakland Athletics jacket with the Gumby face. Every time that video come on TV, I still call him like, look at you, you younger fella this video, you feel me? But he always had a conscious side to him, you feel what I'm saying? And to go back to the media, I feel as though that the media can almost destroy you feel what I'm saying, your inner spirit. You feel me? I mean, because Dolores Tuck was going at the Tupac, you feel what I'm saying? He had a song with his first album, Tupacalypse Now, called Soldier, if I'm not mistaken, where dude listened to it and killed two police officers. You feel me? Like, he was really speaking truth. Mm-hmm. Wow, there was so much consciousness going on, and this is the era that I grew up in. So when hey, I listen to y'all brothers,
what's crazy, part and so, but what's crazy is I remember that that Tupacalypse Now album. That was a slept on album.
It was.
That they didn't really know what to do with that album. That they didn't push it hard enough. I remember that album. Cause that's the album that Brenda had got a baby. Brenda Got a Baby song was on that album. I remember that album. And the only thing that they pushed was Brenda's Got a Baby. And if I'm correct, I don't know if it's that album or the next one, but I think Keep Your Head Up.
Keep Your Head Up and Holler If You Hear Me as well. Pop really didn't break until the Above the Rim soundtrack came out, when he came out with the song So Much Pain, and he was in the movie as well. So everybody looked at the content of the person that he was in the movie as him in real life, as his music. But he really was a revolutionary. The same way that a lot of rappers always spoke true to power, but they would put you in a box. You feel what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy about that image, though? You know what's crazy about that image? Like, and this just comes from individuals being blinded, right? See, when I listen when I listen to music, I ain't listening to the beat. I'm listening to the words. You understand? So if you actually listen, even all the way up to the All Eyes on Me, he always talked black power. Always.
Yeah.
He always spoke revolution. You know what I mean? It wasn't until he got to Death Row that kind of changed. And he started doing songs with MC Hammer. You know what I mean?
Right.
But even when he started Thug Life, the media made Thug Life something negative.
Basically.
When Thug Life was only about the communities.
Exactly. The term Thug Life is called The Hate You Give Lil F Is Fuck Everybody. It was an acronym already called on it.
Right.
And then on Tupacalypse Now, when he called himself my nigga, you feel what I'm saying? It's saying, I'm never ignorant of getting goals accomplished. You feel what I'm saying? So he, just what I always call it for real, because I'm cool with a lot of hood niggas, but I'm very conscious and smart. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta put the medicine in the candy. So if I give you a whole bag of Jolly Ranchers for real, that medicine still would have been there for real. It might taste good, but you still would have learned something when you sit around and you talk to me. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what a lot of rappers was doing. A lot of rappers.
That's
doing
what he did when he dropped that Machiavelli album. It was all from there.
Yeah, you feel like they were just like, we gotta kill this nigga. I mean, that's just my opinion. You feel me? I don't know, but I was just like, when you look at it, like he came up with Blasphemy, White Man's World, Last Ones Left, all these songs, Black Jesus. Like he was just pushing them out. He was just pushing them out because he knew something was wrong.
You know what's even crazy? He wasn't taken away about what he was saying. He was taken away because people were following. You know what I mean? People were following the movement. Not just the music, but the movement. They was buying in and they was learning and they was changing.
Right. When you make the hood niggas follow you, it's a problem. White people get scared automatically for real. Like,
and see,
that's why
I always live by the standpoint when people was like, oh, who was better, Pac or Big? Pac controlled the nation, yo.
I wasn't expecting to hear that, but I agree. Pac.
Nah, he did. You know why? Because, again, it wasn't just the music and the lyrics, but people followed him. People changed their hearts and minds to the cause. You know what I mean? Facts. Big ain't do that so much. I like Big, though. Don't get me wrong. I like Big.
Right.
But he didn't captivate people like, you know what I mean, like Pop. He was a
true
of an MC.
He ain't have enough time.
You know what I mean?
He ain't have enough time. That's not a fair comparison.
I mean, and that's another thing I do want to say for real, because when I was listening to them, I don't want to put my age out there, none of that for real. But I wasn't even a teenager when they died, you feel what I'm saying? And when I look at it right now, both of them brothers was killed at 25 years old. Do you know what I was doing at 25 years old? And their statement on hip-hop is monumental. And they were children. When you're 25, you're still a child. I don't care what nobody say. You're still a child. And Pac was, yo, I still listen to Pac shit. Hellraiser, Thug Style, Who Do You Believe In, all these songs, Blasphemy, Buff. And I'm like, how old was you when you made this? You feel, it's people that don't get to their pinnacle that can make songs like that.
And they,
But that goes back to what we was doing. But that goes back to, actually, what we're talking about now goes back to the very first question that was asked today about the culture. Because you got to look at where, I mean, they definitely to the T represented the culture that they grew up upon.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Dude, you got something going on tonight, you know what I'm saying, representing the culture. You know what I'm saying? What you got going on tonight? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, listen, we making history tonight. The first ever, nobody has done it. I did the research. The first ever online concert on Periscope and Facebook Live. Totally free right now. And we have that, and we have sponsorship from Periscope. You know what I mean? The very first ever online concert. It's monumental.
It's official.
This is how I'm ending out my year. It's going to be my last show for the year. You know what I mean? I'm going to sit back and, you know, do some family things and you know what I mean, continue to reformat the mind. You know what I mean? So we can have a bigger 2017 coming up. You know, so we're going to go out with a real bang before the new year. The first ever online concert. All they got to do is download the Periscope app, add my username at I Am Judah Priest, plug in on the website, thejudahpriest.com, go to my Facebook, we stream live on there. All you got to do is sit back. If you're in the house, or all, even if you're all in the club, just watch the concert, chime in. You know, we doing it big tonight.
All right. Now, is there any way that I can support you? Because I want y'all to get y'all rounds off. I would just call in just to show my brother Born Knowledge some love, you feel what I'm saying? Is there any way that I can support y'all or any type of social media networks or anything that I can push this?
Man, I'm on, you know, Judah Priest. I'm on every social media, Twitter, Facebook. My Twitter and Instagram name is the same, at I Am Judah Priest. On Facebook, Official Judah Priest in the search box. Website, Thug Judah Priest. Yeah. I'm around.
What's your SoundCloud?
Connect.
Judah.
Yo.
What's your SoundCloud?
Oh, Official Judah Priest.
Nice.
All right, thanks, man.
And I had to put official on things. You know what I mean? Because I'm an official dude. And I found out that a lot of people was trying to bite my name and trying to, you know what I mean, take my image and whatnot, and I can't have that.
I'm just a lineage, just a Wu for real, man. Who didn't want to be Wu-Tang for real? Like, who wasn't fucking with, like, I never met a disgruntled non-fan of the Wu at all. At all. Y'all the greatest group, by the way, you feel what I'm saying? And the people that came under y'all are definitely fire. Sons of Man album, Killer Army album, all these people. Never mind, I'm going in the fan mode. I'm done. but salute to y'all brothers, though. Salute to y'all brothers, man. Y'all do y'all things, man, and blessings.
Well, so y'all, I'm up out of here, man. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. You know what I mean? Continue to keep your wings up. I got some McDonald's Happy Meals, and I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna big up with my seeds real quick before I gotta get out and become Judah Priest again. Gotta be daddy for a little bit. Big brothers, I'ma holler at y'all. You know what I mean?
Yes, and I'm around, man. Get knowledge. Give me the MP3 of this too when you can, my family.
I got you.
To the queen. Thanks a lot too. Yes, shalom.
Shalom, man.
Magnificent show. No, we can't go without the Earth Shakti giving us her information, what she got going on, what she got coming up, all of that. Good.
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yes, peace.
Yeah, so once again, I want to say thank you to Knowledge Born for having me on the platform today. Also to the Kings, Hellraiser and Judah Priest. You know, you brothers are definitely an inspiration to me. Real quickly, what we have going on, we have so much going on. We're going into 2017 and beyond on a great thing. And my children are live right now, so forgive me. I hope you can hear me.
Get busy to the young earth.
Indeed. So, firstly, this Monday on Do the Knowledge Radio, we have the Sister Empowerment Network coming up again with some fire for you. Myself, the Queen Renee Black from the Rundown with Renee, and Nikki Justin Maya. We'll be ending the year with another episode of Shanti Speaks. You know, we'll be doing a psychic show coming on. So definitely tune in for that and have your questions ready for me. We have another issue of Get This Wisdom magazine dropping January the 1st, and that features Hellraiser and Judah Priest on the cover. You know, that's a jam-packed issue. We have our brother Tahir RBG in that situation as well. And, of course, we have Shakti Succulent Scent. You know, we just dropped two more products today, that Apple Cinnamon Body and that new face mask that has raw cocoa powder and red wine. For Shakti Succulent Scent, you will go to www.shaktikares.com, and for Get This Wisdom Magazine, you'll go to www.getthiswisdommagazine.com. And I also, as of today, just been appointed chairman of the Black Communities Action Committee. So, we go with baby, and I gotta go now. Peace and love, family.
So y'all heard it live from the True and Living Earth, www.shaktikares.com. Get those products. Schedule your consultation. Take advantage of some of these spiritual services. I know you want to end the year on a high note, and you want to start the year off righteous, so get a hold of the sister and get right. You see what I'm saying? About to bounce from here to Jay Dizzle Show. Jay Dizzle Show is on right now. www.blogtalkradio.com/blackistand. About to be on there right now. Go build with my brother. Salute to Judah Priest. Salute to Hellraiser. Salute to AJ for My Skin Is My Sin Radio. Salute to Jobs. Salute to Rome. Everybody over there for that magnificent platform, My Skin Is My Sin Radio. Salute to the queen and the graphic mastermind that is Sister Renee Black. Make sure y'all check her out on Sunday. Minister Inky will be in the building over there. So it's definitely going to be a powerful show. Minister Inky will be on that show and on another show on Sunday with the brother Keith Johnson. He'll be on Brick the Foundation show Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He'll be on there, and also he'll be on Trey Minor's show with the Bill Minor Group with the Monument Series Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday, we got the Black Survival Show with Minister King Samir Shabazz. And Friday, we have Who Can Radio with the brother Andre New, Henning Sioux Tribe, Repat Nation is the situation. Definitely don't want to miss that live. So it's a lot going on. Definitely got to be in tune with what's happening. You can follow the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/Do the Knowledge Radio. That's DoThaKnowledgeRadio. Check us out at www.DoTheKnowledgeRadio.com. Check us out at DoTheKnowledgeUniversity.com. Check out the apparels, the product lines, books coming soon, a whole lot of things is happening. You know, salute again to Hellraiser Judah Priest. Check them out, www.IamJudahPriest.com, and also www.HellraiserDigital.com. Don't forget to check out that online free concert for the people tonight via Periscope, via Facebook Live. I'm pretty sure that be Facebook Live from that official I Am Judah Priest fan page, so definitely be looking for that. Go subscribe. You know, go to iTunes, get those products, get that music that they got out, you know what I'm saying? Get the Hood Transporter series, 1-5 dropping next week. Probably set up something, have like a little listening party, give y'all a sample next week somewhere here on the platform. So definitely a lot going on. So it's definitely a bunch of opportunities to be able to grow and check us out on the YouTube channel, Do the Knowledge Radio. Some excellent interviews up there, and definitely to see what's coming 2017 and beyond. Salute to my media group, one of the greatest collaborations of all time, the greatest minds ever assembled for the liberation of our people through proper media content, liberation-minded media group. Salute to the collaborators, Shakti, Sister Renee, Jake Dizzle, Jobs, my family. Those warriors been riding, and we're about to make some great things happen. You see what I'm saying? I know y'all heard United Front, Asafo Radio yesterday. You see what I'm saying? So salute to Sue Tech and the Mind Power Music Management Group. They just got the brother B. Dot the God, you know, on there. So it's B. Dot the God, Ty Hair RBG, United Front, man. So you know the collaborations is about to be crazy, and they're pushing that initiative for the COVID Institute with Dr. and Wally K. Baruti and Yaba Rudy, Baba and Yah and Mama Yaba Rudy. Go to the COVIDinstitute.com and give a small donation, you know, and support the African Center School. They have dedicated their adult life to the restoration of the African mind holistically. Every part and parcel of the African family, African men, African women, African children. It's a holistic approach towards the resurrection of that true warrior spirit and the proper education and cultivation of the African mind. So check them out. And they have a fundraiser slash event coming up February the 25th down there in Atlanta. So it's definitely about to be going down. And also, I know the brother DJ of the Black Power Awards, they're having an event New Year's Eve in Atlanta. So New Year's Eve is going down in Atlanta. It's going down in Philly. You know, December 25th is going down with the brother Eric Shepherd of Revolutionary Mind Cinema in Dallas. He's collaborating with Dallas-Fort Worth with the brother Baba Amin of the Lone Star RBGs. And you know the Lone Stars will be here December the 31st without fail. You see what I'm saying? Speaking about RBG Unity 2017 and beyond. So it's definitely, definitely something that's going to be an impactful message 2017. Tomorrow, got the goddess Ify Emunja coming on with a message. So everybody's coming with a message 2017 and beyond. So it's definitely a powerful time to be aligned with such great minds and such great spirits who really want the best for our people. So it's definitely that time for coming together and that time to promote unity and promote family and promote collective economics and building and Black love and empowerment for us going forward. You know, this is African Revolutionary Love Month here on Through the Knowledge Radio, and we have nothing but that same spirit of love and progression going forward. So salute to everybody, man. Salute. And don't forget, if y'all slipping, y'all get that Hollywood triple feature decoded from KT to R3 going on tonight, about to be going down at Nicholas Brooklyn. Definitely something you won't want to miss. You see what I'm saying? Ty RBG will be out in Harlem at the Alhambra Ballroom December the 18th, which is Sunday, is tomorrow, out there. A powerful, impactful message for the African liberators and for the people that's out there, so you don't want to miss that either. It's been an honor and privilege to be on with everybody. A salute one more time to the true living earth, Shakti Everlasting Peace Earth, for coming through, co-hosting, showing that love, showing that collaboration, being that divine feminine energy that's necessary to be a complement to that divine masculine, so we can show us together in a proper likeness going forward, unified, motivated, qualified, and inspired for the resurrection and the restoration of the African mind. So that, I'm going to say peace, love, Black power, and see you tomorrow.
William Cooper, Black Market. I was taught to never move faster than my guardian angel. Sometimes I had to slow down and analyze every angle. My life was all tangled in the dark web of evil. To break free from demons, I used the fire from the eagle. Dope fiends banging that diesel, poisoning their soul with fatal fluid from the needle. Melt the flesh off the ghost with each dose of that lethal. Shine light on the darkness to save the people. Spread my angelic wings while I bust shots at the government. My tablets protected by the Ark of the Covenant. Descended from the house of David to slay Damien. The keys to the kingdom of heaven inside my heart. While the digital devils turn the humans to robots. Most of the globe think they free when they really locked in cell blocks. Under surveillance from first breath to death. My invisible steps still a mystery to defend.
Yo, revolution, a solution. I say evolution first in music, then keep been moving, using my talent to outbalance the useless, doing the movement instead of doing the talking. Coffins get open, then get renewings. I've been fighting confusion, writing the testament, fighting and bruising the best of them in the chest of men. You can see the heart infected and poisoned, destroying their inability to be effective when representing them. Peace, Judah, one of the soldiers that keep composure when over Hamburger Hill with Jehovah looking in closer. Solomon wise, build his ark with Noah, holding the doors open for a dying breed getting older.
Greatest booster set by the door. Military minds ready for this war. If you ain't with us, get on the floor. We kick in the doorway to 4-4. We the booster set by the door. Military minds ready for this war. If you ain't with us, get on the floor. We kick in the doorway to 4-4.
Yo, I sting like I'm Huey P. Wearing black with cheese, just streets were farting like the Maccabees. Don't mistake me as religious, cause when I serve sentence, I got your whole team begging for forgiveness. From 9/11 until the wrath of heaven, I bring forth Armageddon, just ask your reverend. My militia is out to get you. The black market, you're an open target, and I'm Jack the Ripper. I'm a stormtrooper, William Boo Cooper. Behold the power horse with eyes like Medusa. Turn you to stone, rip away your flesh and your bone. The Phantom Menace, episode 2, Attack of the Clones. so call your unit and watch me run through them. I got them up until they leak body fluid. I'm a Hannibal Lecter, I'm a kid with the iron scepter. The antidote to all your rhyme effectors is the miseducation of the Negro. Black hero, I raise my fist for my black people.
Pass the cup of the blood of Mary. I'm where the love is scary. They might kill you for a blackberry.
Give me the
sisterhood, you need commissary. By nightfall, the projects turn to mortuaries. You ready? That Pentagon dealing with the shaitan. That'll take any form, whether it's Bush or the face of Saddam. I tied serving like a bandana. Nah, it's not static like an antenna. You wanna eat, show table manners. My 16s, I make a label banners. We still club with the blam blammers. It's even iller when I'm off cameras. They must have thought we was the Black Panthers, cause we ain't settling for any answers. Confederate flag, devils with a federal badge. Wanna track down the second class and give them a half. 25 to life, it's time to unite the Israelites. If you sick of being cheated in life, then freedom fight.
Remember, all prophecies must be fulfilled. Protected by a 6-point star, that's my shield. The so-called Negro suffers from drug addiction. Police wanna raid my crib and rape my rib. Black Elohim, I challenge any serpent. Maccabee rider for life, wrapped in turbans. The signs and the symbols, I shine like an emerald. The truth and the light, Messiah, the holy temple. Heir to the throne, bloodline to King David. Rebel lions, rebellious, God's favorite. I'm fruitful, plus I multiply with math. My crown, my robe, I hold a gold staff. Rap icon, 8x10s be oil portraits. Placed on the project walls, the corner office. My pop says, son, don't never be selfish. A full-time fisherman, now I sell fish.
We the fools that step by the door. Military minds ready for this war. If you ain't with us, get on the floor. We kick in the doorway to 4-4. We the fools that step by the door. Military minds ready for this war. If you ain't with us, get on the floor. We kick in the doorway to 4-4.
Anthem on the track. King shit. Look. I'm from the city where the bums rich. Skyscrapers block the rays when the sun hits. One time coming, niggas run quick. By the time a baby walk, he got a gun grip. I was made for this, I was made for this. I was made for this, I was made for this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raised us in. Bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this. I was made for this, I was made for this. I was made for this, I was made for this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raised us in. Bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this.
They don't know fact from fiction. They don't know the blacks is missing. They don't know they trapped in prison. They don't know the path to prison was a math decision. They don't know the wrath is quickened. They don't know the ass they kissing on the path of mission to put their ass in prison. They don't know black religion, fact and fiction. They don't know mama didn't lead them niggas half the kitchen with half a chicken. Fact or fiction, we still hot, we still noble. Red and blue pill global. No matter the language, we still moguls. We lost Gil Scott, then we lost Gil Noble. Exercise the right to live like it is. The revolution will not be televised, it's being digitized. On the come up, it's like watching the midget rise. Sleeping giants grow another 20 feet tall with each alliance. I can teach the science. I'm tearing instrumental down before I lay my pencil down. I'm going down to Tinseltown to burn the temple down and cap it off like this a crown. And my rights in reserve. Fear of a black Illuminati. I might just build with the Bilderberg to come and kill you nerds. I'm shining like a Grammy host on the shores of Miami coast. My moringa plug looking like Sammy Sosa. The old one, when he was well done like Granny's roast. The ancestors sponsor this. I don't know them niggas, all they do is talk that conscious shit. We living it, we in the streets like house of consciousness. KTL in the ATL, MIA, NYC. Multi-dimension like MIB. We are not the same, I am a sovereign. We are not the same, I am a problem.
I was made for this, I was made for this.
I was made for this. I was made for this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raise us in. Bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this. I was made for 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 this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raise us in. Bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this.
Anthem on the track, live from the land of snakes. With the same nigga playing your wake, wanna give your hands a shake. Bitch, we got bands to make, rubber bands to break. Guns and butter, that land on lake. Got bread, got plans to break the Brooklyn way. When Tony killed Manolo, had to look away. It's a war going on, starting to look like yay. A power worn is battle torn, thou should not kill. When diamonds is dancing, spending time in the Hamptons. Building shrines in these mansions. Dance from the tropic of Cancer, the topic of Tantra. Heavy breathing on top for the mantras. Throwing ballads with mandalas encrypted. Compile of the scriptures. Fuck Twitter. Only follow the mystics, the dons. To put hollow in the biscuits. Across from the Apollo is the district. I'm in the Nile Valley, Crocodile Valley. The Nays Maury, the greatest story. The haters Maury. With the poor me, pity parties. Got the porta potties for the shit you kicking. The reaction at his best was knee jerk. You could put your debut on a t-shirt. Niggas co-sign the fuckery. These suckers be acting three-fifths of a man. Co-signing Mike Huckabee. On the low like how the fucker be. Luckily, none of these niggas ever fuck with me. Fucker be. My prospect is designed. My mind is psychotically designed. A prophet of the times. My pockets is aligned with property for shrines. My grind is monopoly. My mind with prophecy in mind. I'm in a hideaway, wide awake, listening to chants of roosters. Aligned with the mind of Mansa Musa. Enhance the future. Wars of the Manson future. Dabbing in Dubai, we dance the future. With a time to be a scorpion. Cavorting